Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
In a one-horse open sleigh. walking around with the biggest fools in town. God, I miss you. God, I miss you. I find myself a way out. I find out where to go. See if there's an answer. Gonna show you what I know. Wasting my time thinking that you're gonna be mine. I still miss you. I still miss you.
Set A plus tunnel vision. I don't hear y'all. They be talking too tough, but I ain't scared of y'all. Y'all should be the one scared. All that fake stunting, a whole waste of life. You just here for nothing. Where the talent at? Where the strength in numbers? They gon' say they rock with you, then try to take you under some bumps. But I know this real. They be mad, so mad, but I don't fall for it. I'm ahead of you, but don't push me. Never liked them in school, but I can play bully. I guess I'm two-faced, cause I can play you too. You don't know me, but it's typing in YouTube. I stay in their ear like a Bluetooth. Got love for my bloods, but I love my Bluetooths. Fell back from the haters, now they think I'm too rude. I ain't acting funny, I just don't be in the mood. I'm that dude. Everything about my swag, unapologetic. I'ma make you look better like some cosmetics. Had to keep the stress down, it be causing headaches. Competitive nature from them athletics. I had to calm down, it's getting scary. I be talking to God, hoping that he can hear me. I ain't being rude, just don't want the sticks near me. Oh, I can hear him from a mile away. Don't need your likes or need you to acknowledge me. I don't need a social page for you to follow me. They be acting thirsty, oh, tell them swallow me. Disrespectful with this game, this is sport. If that lane open, I take it full court. Guy handles point guard, but I'ma shoot first. They try and ride my way, but they cannot surf. Reppin' the beam, you know I'm a queen. I'ma go 100 or zero, no in between. And I don't let them lean. Yes, I am a machine, and you know what it is. You know what it be. Watts.
You are now tuned in to LFOD Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We're going to be getting into the K Watts episode this morning. If you missed it, it is up on any podcast app you could find. Look for LFOD Radio. We got a new one dropping there tomorrow morning with DJ Y-Sham, but we're replaying the K Watts episode now. You're also tuned in to WMFO in Medford. Let's get into this. Live free or die.
I added some parentheses at the beginning of one of your questions. I hope that's okay.
Don't be a smart ass. Yeah.
You rocking out with LFOD.
Tune in to LFOD Radio.
LFOD Radio.
LFOD Radio. Live free or die. It's the Vets.
Boom, it's the Vets.
You are now tuned in to LFOD Radio. Live free or die. My name is Uncle Sam. I'll be your host tonight. We'll be joined shortly by Kay Watts, born and raised in Boston. She's got a hustler spirit, prides herself on her bar work and authenticity. But before that, we got Amanda Shea,
All Day,
and A-Ball.
What's going on?
What's happening?
Not too much.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you have a good weekend?
It was good. I got some rest. I got some exercise. But yeah, pretty low-key overall.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was playing with my dog.
Nice. How old?
She's just over 1 year old.
Nice. Yeah.
A lot of energy.
Yeah, and still puppy zone.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's chewing up all my dad's favorite stuff, and it's crazy.
Yeah. Good girl.
Yeah, right? It's my mom said today, she was like, let it happen. She pulled something out,
really?
And I was like, no. It was just a piece of paper that he could, like, reprint. But, like, she was like, he needs to know. Like, you gotta tuck your stuff away.
Have you used the homework excuse?
No, my homework is digital. I'd be like, my dog ate my laptop. What?
Yeah,
no. And I email it to the professor, are they gonna believe it?
Probably not.
Nah.
They'd be like, you could just use your phone.
I mean, actually, you can't use your phone entirely for the whole class, but I don't know. It's like, I guess I could have emailed from my phone and said, my dog ate my laptop, but like.
It just doesn't sound believable.
Does that even happen?
No.
No.
How was your weekend, Amanda? I know you were traveling, but I don't know where. Well, I know New York, but I don't know where in New York or what was going on.
My weekend was pretty eventful. Friday, we had a listening session for Brandy Blaze, which was really, really dope. We was at Dorchester Arts Project. And then Saturday, we shot a music video for a model.
Okay.
So, like, that was super lit. Shout out everybody who showed up. And then Sunday we was in New York at this place called Offside Tavern.
Okay.
Like downtown New York. It was pretty dope. There was like artists from like everywhere there. It was a really, really dope experience.
What were
you doing?
It's
a nice little spot. I was with Brandy. Brandy was performing with DJ Y-Sham.
Okay.
Yeah, so we just went out there gang and just did our thing.
Nice.
Very fun.
Networked, met a lot of people, saw a lot of talented people. Shout out Eva Davenport, she's from Boston, she was out there, she performed. Shout out Frank Knight. Mm. He was the one who was actually like putting on, he curated the show.
Oh yeah, sweet.
Yeah, so it was dope.
Cool. What's his outfit called? No, his entertainment company. He puts them out.
Yeah.
Thomas, delete this part.
It's all good.
No, keep it in.
I was trying to show him love.
We need someone in the background doing their Google.
Yeah.
Shout out Frank Knight though. If you don't know who he is, LFODradio.com or Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Apple, anywhere you could get a podcast. Type in Frank Knight. I think he's like episode 100. 30 something.
I gotta listen back to that because
You were there as me and Tia.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wasn't on. I didn't.
I met Frank.
I wasn't at that interview, but I gotta look back at it.
Yeah.
Look back at it.
Oh my God. Anyway, that was a good one. Shout out Frank, platforms, all them. Anyway, we also just put out that G.O.D. episode, which you can get up there. And season 1, episode 1 as well. Season 6, episode 1. Subscribe if you're tuned in. Get these right away. They're dropping Tuesday morning. Wake up and have breakfast with us. And hit us at LFOD Radio or LFOD Life on Facebook. Let us know what's good. And we're going to shout out the patrons. We're doing a new behind the scenes thing. You can learn more about that if you go to patreon.com/LFODLife. We're one patron away from unlocking the power up. So if you rock with us, rock with us. And let's go.
Yeah.
And yeah, dude.
That's exciting.
One more. I hope next week we can report that we have one new patron.
Cool.
And shout them out as well, as we are wont to do. And shout out the record company, of course, for hosting us again in their wonderful space. We're going to be back with K Watts after this. We're going to kick things off with Set in Stone, Terminology, Dame Grease, Method Man. You're tuned into LFOD Radio.
Yeah. It's K Watts in the building, man. Shout out to Indie Films for the beat, man.
Indie Films.
Working Cardona Images, we out here, huh? Lately, I've been like a friend. Like, what that even mean? Ain't interested in fake love. Thought we was human beings. But then skip all the antics, now all I see is green. Dirty, dirty money, nothing in Boston is 10. Targets all on my back, watch my response though. Cause I got shooters, I assist like I'm Rondo. Said they would ride, but they gone though. And some say they kings, but acting like some pawns though. Y'all some gremlins, y'all ain't God's no. And you can call it what you want, but this is God's flow. The way I painted this shit, Picasso. Don't tell me that your life hard. Trust me, I know. I break an enemy down with only my words. How I stunt guaranteed to get on a bum's nerve. Don't say I overdid nothing. You got what you deserve. I remember everything which you heard.
Dirty money turned clean. And dirty money turned clean. Gotta transfer everything, including all these feelings. Cause now I don't feel a thing. Just gotta get this dirty money clean. Dirty money turned clean. And dirty money turned clean. Gotta transfer everything, including all these feelings. Cause now I don't feel a thing. Just get this dirty money clean.
A lot of watching, I know they plotting my downfall. And I done lost a lot, but be damned if I let my crown fall. Cause I'll be dead before I ever let that happen. Some of y'all big headed, but ain't got no business rapping. No story to tell, but always got them lips flapping. No resume, you're on fire. Why these bums always acting? I just focus on winning. I'm looking for the profit. And if they speaking on it, then they ain't really got it. Hey, Jordan always been clutch, knew he had it if he shot it. Now every time I got the rock, there's no other option. Tryna leave a legacy, look at my footprint. With every bar I spent, I'm tryna leave another ending. Stacking all I can, shit, ain't no telling what I spent. I take a lot of risks, ain't no telling what I'll get. I'm motivated by having nothing, I can't say. People probably waiting on it, but I can't quit.
Dirty money turn clean. And dirty money turn clean. Gotta transfer everything, including all these feelings. Cause now I don't feel a thing. Just gotta get this dirty money clean. Dirty money turn clean. And dirty money turn clean. Gotta transfer everything, including all these feelings. Cause now I don't feel a thing. Just get this dirty money clean. Dirty money turn clean. And dirty money turn clean. Gotta transfer everything, including all these feelings. Now I don't feel a thing, just gotta get this dirty money clean. Dirty money turn clean. And dirty money turn clean. Gotta transfer everything, including
you rockin' out with.
You have to have that. And it can't, it's like sometimes it's just all music, but it gotta be other things too. You got certain friends you could talk to, you got certain, or if I'm still playing ball, if I'm still doing music, but this have to be an outlet so you don't get burnt out. Mm-hmm. But my momentum is just the passion and the drive, and I felt like I had to catch up because I was playing ball, but definitely just to keep going. And I love this. I couldn't even stop if I wanted to be honest.
I'm addicted. You got a tatted on your face.
It's crazy too. Cause my mom said something to me one day. She was like, "Yo, don't go and get a tattoo on your face. Don't do that to me." I was like, "Mom, I know you love me enough that if I did, you still love me the same."
Oh, man.
So I did it. I tested the waters, but I put a tattoo that said hip hop because hip hop means a lot to me. That's what kept me alive. That's what kept me going. So, and she still loved me the same. So.
How did she react though when she saw it?
She's like, "You did it." So she already knew.
Okay.
Yeah, she already knew what I was gonna do, but. It's funny.
I kind of want to know what your face looked like when you knew you were walking up to your mom for the first time.
Yeah, I still had the hat on. I kind of had it full. Like,
So that Dirty Money Turn Clean record, is that like an old record? Because you're talking about how not everything in Boston is clean, mm-hmm. and segregation, and how things are people are not always welcoming.
Right.
But you're also saying in the same breath that you see the momentum in the city. Yeah. So you see some kind of unification.
Yeah.
So is that an older song? You're speaking on some stuff from before and you don't feel the same way now?
It's a mix. You're right. And that's dope that you peep that, because definitely a mix. I wrote that probably when I was in a sophomore in college. So it's probably 2019, 2021.
And when I was in college and I was just playing ball, even I heard about, you know, Jonah Lucas, who just took off and just been, and I heard about Red Shades, who's doing a thing crazy now. I heard about Brandy Blaze. I heard about, you know what I mean? So I was only playing ball and I heard about these people and it's such an inspiration. It's such a, so I did see a lot of different stuff, but at the same time I saw the, you know what I mean? I saw the future and the future is bright. The future is really bright for us. So that song is definitely a mix. It's a mix of the cold times and a mix of the future and what you can be and what's here to come. Because there's definitely so much that's kicking off in New England that is crazy. Mm. And I'm loving it. Cool. Dope vibes and dope energy.
I agree. So, do you have shows coming up that you want to plug?
Yeah, I got one tomorrow, 222 Boston Street.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. This is going to be out next week, so you, that's fire. In the past.
Right, it's going to be
when people hear this.
Unfortunately.
Okay. I know December 12th, it is all women's female. I don't know all the details on it, but I know it's a show out in Worcester. And I'll be doing, what else?
I mean, you did just come off of a huge show Now, Boston.
Yeah. Oh, yep. All Together Now. I'm going to say 2019 was crazy. Yeah, that was wild. I did JP Porch Fest too, right before All Together Now. But then All Together Now was like, that was a crazy show. Like as far as her lineup and how she put everything together. So yeah, definitely shout out Anna Ray. All Together Now was wild.
Yeah,
one of the best shows I've been a part of. So it's like, yeah, I love opportunities like that where you can put together people that you might not necessarily know each other or for anything, and they come together and put together a crazy show like that. Like that's very and it's intimate good. Crowd and people mm-hmm. interact. Like, that was dope.
She does a great job.
That was dope. Yeah.
Do you? Spaces yes. At All Together BOS. Yes. If you guys want to check it out.
Shout out Anna Ray.
So, yes, definitely. Where can people find you on your socials and stuff before we get into this next song?
I'm definitely on Instagram.
Because the music is hard. We know that. Yeah, but you can at least get them to your Instagram.
definitely. If you want to find me on Instagram, it's at official KWATZ, so official, and then KAYWATTZ. And then my next one will be Facebook, and I'm on that. It's KAY, and it's going to be Thomas. THOMAS, but in parentheses you also see the KWATZ. So yeah, those are my two biggest ones. But hit me up on there, and I'm coming. But I don't want to put myself everywhere. I want you to be able to come able to find me.
All right.
You know.
So is this one that we're about to play? When did you fall in love with? When did you fall in love with hip hop? What project's this one off?
That is off the second mixtape. And shout out to Aaron King because that's part of going there and seeing everything. That's part of when I fell in love with hip-hop, seeing that scene. So,
word.
So.
All right, we're going to get into this. You're tuned into LFOD Radio. This is KWATZ. When did you fall in love with hip-hop? All right, we're back. KWATZ. He said, ain't waiting for acceptance. Stepped into place, gave him me, and said, accept this. That resonated with me.
I appreciate
you. I've been feeling like that lately. I think it was like Keith or someone tweeted it like this week. He's like, watch out for people looking for acceptance because they're going to go wherever they can find it.
Exactly.
And, you know.
That's right.
So.
Interesting.
That's like, that's kind of my life too. Like, it's like, I've seen a lot of people like trying to do stuff just for acceptance. But it's like, like you said, you're eventually going to lose yourself because wherever you can find, you're going to try to fit in. But if you know that whoever you are can be accepted, you're not gonna go looking for certain places, you're gonna look for the people to find you. When you find that certain group, you're good, you're solid. So let certain things attract to you. Don't always go chasing stuff.
You gotta turn on the magnet.
Yeah. Exactly, let it come to you. So that's really what I meant.
That's what's up.
Solid genuity is so like filtering of all the stuff you don't need in your life, fair to say?
Yeah,
I like it. I was also curious about this song because I think from what we've heard so far, I feel like I get this kind of classic vibe from a lot of your beats.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of curious about what makes you lean towards that vibe. Like, do you think that your like the instrumental aspect of your music is like more towards kind of a classic sound of hip hop, or do you want to like explore other genres as well, or is this just like your natural vibe and that's what your music is about?
I always wanted to do all different type of vibes, but as far as different beats, I don't want too much instrumentals or different instruments or too many different sounds on my beats because I wanted you to be able to hear my lyrics. I want you to be able to hear my sounds.
Okay.
And I feel like a lot of the music that comes out now, the beats are so this and that, that you're distracted from what they're saying, but they might not even want you to hear what they're saying because they might not be saying much. You know what I mean? So with mine, I had a message and I want you to be able to hear that. So I kind of wanted to keep stuff simple.
Cool.
But I can do all type of music. You know?
I agree, yeah. I feel like newer beats, not that you can't be lyrical on them, mm-hmm. but I agree that there's more noise in yeah. them, like the
more
sound.
More production.
Yeah, right. The production, the sound is thicker. Yeah. And I was like just ruminating on that a little bit, how you can hear your voice clearly. It's like, just like, it's like there's just less drums and less, like, a little bit of less everything, you know?
Mm. I appreciate
yeah.
you.
It's cool, yeah. And I've always loved 90s beats. Like, that's where I started in hip-hop.
I appreciate yeah. you. You know, that's why I really love the cyphers, too, because most of the time they pick beats like that so they can really hear the spitters. When I do more of my music, not to say there won't be more production, there might be a mm-hmm. little bit more because you got to have that nowadays oh, yeah. to keep everybody in. But yeah, if it was up to me, I'd do beats like that all day because cool. I love just the message and the bars. So,
yeah, yeah. You know? I appreciate that.
Yeah, appreciate it.
So, speaking of hearing you clearly, I'm going to throw a curveball here.
Mm-hmm.
You asked us a question, when did you fall in love with hip-hop? I didn't tell these guys, but I think it would be cool if everyone let you know when they fell in love with hip-hop, so...
I already had to answer in my right? head like 2 minutes ago.
Do you want to go first, then? When did you fall in love?
I fell in love with hip-hop, I think, when I was like... Fifth grade, probably sixth grade, but like Akon had some new records out. I was just listening to Locked Up as I like walked into the door.
It just came on.
Styles
P, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
Shout out to Ghost.
Yeah, honestly, shout out to Akon. Like, throwback to many years ago.
If you had Akon on the hook, it was...
Yeah, I remember my friend, yeah, it was one of my best friends was just like, you gotta listen to this dude. And like, he had like the pop records, he had some hard stuff, and I was just like, wow, wait a minute, I like rap. You know, like, and I was like that like white kid that nobody really like, knew who he was in middle school, and then they just someone finally just showed me rap. But before that, I was like, my three artists were Green Day, U2, and like Red Hot Chili Peppers, or something like that. Like, I was just like straight up like rock and roll soccer playing kid, and then
I like every single
Chili's,
one of those.
Chili's
that
have
you
some.
Named,
yeah. Oh, I love them. Yeah, and like
they have
yeah.
some rhythm to it.
Oh yeah, for sure. And like, you know, I think rock and roll and hip hop have overlapped for some time. And,
yeah.
And definitely,
it's
like,
funny you say that. One of my favorite albums was, I think, Linkin Park and Jay-Z.
Oh yeah.
So like,
that was Linkin Park. I forgot that was the third one. Yeah.
Yeah. When they did that, mm-hmm. I was like, I never heard nothing like that before. So when I heard that, I was like, that's crazy. Yeah.
That was definitely another one of my like bridge overs, was because Linkin Park. I forgot to mention that Linkin Park.
New metal.
I
like
Linkin Park a lot.
Boys.
Oh yeah.
Bringing them into.
Oh yeah. And then Mike Shinoda just like was like, follow me, everybody. Stupid.
Oh man.
How old were you, you said?
I was probably 11.
Okay.
11.
I was too young to be listening to that. Locked Up by Akon.
No, I was just trying to figure it out.
I learned a lot.
Right.
So I was just talking like the jail talk.
Yeah. It got deep.
Yeah, yeah. This is jail talk. Do you want to go or do you want me to jump in?
Go ahead.
I think probably a similar, I guess you really get into whatever music, you know, probably at middle school area is when you really start gelling. I don't really know exactly what artist or like would want to tie it to that, but I do remember I always listened. I didn't even know, I listened to various hip-hop, but like I didn't really always know it was hip-hop. And then my cousin Mikey, it was like two people that got me into it. My cousin Mikey, we used to always listen to like DMX and Jay and Ja Rule while we played GoldenEye. But it was just like GoldenEye music. And then like one day I like was a little more curious with my older cousin. And he made me this mixed CD, like an MP3 CD. You could burn MP3s on a CD, so it was like 300 songs, and it had everything. And then this dude, Pete, used to be in a percussion group, and he had a headphone splitter, and sit there and rock albums with him. But
awesome.
And it was all, yeah, yeah. So I guess that's probably when I like really dove into it, is like those two moments. But I mean, it was big. It's weird. I'm from New Hampshire, but it was like our town, like me and my buddies had like the Baller Block in VHS, the Cash Money. So like we were big on that. But then like watching Belly was like a rite of passage. Like Big L was huge in our, like it was like a weird climate. Like a bunch of hip-hop heads, and like and then I dove into like a weird sort of indie rap thing, came back around, and yeah, probably like high school when it happened. When the did question. You fall in love, Amanda Shay? Are you in love with hip-hop?
Wow.
I think for me the question is like when, but there's always a time for me to fall in love with hip hop. I think I fall in love with hip hop a lot. So for me, it's like not a when, it's kind of like a who or a what. Mainly, I just hear it and if it speaks to me, like I'm in love, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of like, I guess I could say like my intro to hip hop was when I was, I want to say 5 years old. I remember my dad being in the living room and like hooking up these like really huge like antennas with the tape and like always moving it around. And then like once he realized that the tape was not like gonna keep it up there, he changed it to a tack and would tack it around the ceiling to try to get Boston stations because we lived on the Cape. So I was listening to every hip hop station out in Boston when they were playing like the rawest of the raw. And I also am an 80s baby, gang gang. So I grew up in the era of 80s, of the hip hop being more politically charged, you know, Public Enemy era. So I feel like even now, like I've fallen in love with hip hop almost every other day because I'm listening to it constantly. I talk about hip hop, it's constantly around me all the time. So I fall in love with it through my friends, through my peers, through mainstream artists, probably every day. Just give me a track, send me a track. Mm-hmm. Shout out Tayshaun Taylor, by the way, because that's the track I'm bumping right now. It is so fire, so catch him on SoundCloud. Like I said, like somebody, I hear something,
yeah,
at least every other day, or if not every day, it's very close to almost every day that I hear something and I'm like, this is why I love hip hop, you know?
That's so cool. Yeah. That's so romantic. Like, I feel like it's like that, those romantic movies where someone's like, I fall in love with you every day, baby.
I mean, but it's the truth.
Every time I open my eyes,
Amanda and hip hop.
Yo, it's real. It resonates.
Thank you, Kay. We don't get asked a lot of questions, and you like ask us direct in the songs.
That's an important question. When did you fall in love with hip hop?
Yeah. It is.
Mm-hmm. It's such a cool question.
It makes you think.
Yeah.
Memories.
It really does.
So that's facts.
Speaking of acceptance, you've been in a lot of press this year. There's been a lot of publications, and you've been mentioned with like really heavy hitters in the city. Like, how does that make you feel? Like, do you feel like pressured? Do you feel motivated? Do you feel like, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel very motivated. Like I told you, when I was listening to a lot of these same artists, I was just playing basketball. I had the dream in my mind, and I had some songs aside, and I had some lyrics written, but to be mentioned out there, it means a lot to me. Because those are still the same people I look up to. It doesn't change. It doesn't matter where you're from or where, you know what I mean? I look up for my people who came from this city and what you know, where they're doing it at. So it's still the same thing. It motivates me to be right with them. It means a lot. So.
Word. You talk about mentors.
Yeah.
Is there anybody in particular that you go to, or maybe a couple of somebodies that people may know, that you look to for guidance and for advice in the industry? Well, how you're moving in the industry, in the city?
It could be like a small moment, it could be a big moment, but yeah, shout out to the different people that I've just come across and really learned from this game. Like I said, like Brandy Blaze been a big one. DJ Y Sham, she reached out to me, we did a couple shows together, and just seeing professionalism and how she is with people, and just, that means a lot to see that in the game. And shout out to manager, the wise guy, Sean Pitts. He's been showing me some things and teaching me some things. So, you know, shout out to Dawn Hazel. You know what I mean? So there's different people who came across me in the game really show me a lot. And that does, it means a lot. And people teach me stuff every day, and I really, really appreciate it. Because people don't have to. They don't owe you nothing. They don't have to show you anything. And I could be like, look, I'm too busy. So it means a lot, and I really appreciate it.
That's so good.
Yeah.
We're going to get into one more record. We'll come back. It's Boston Bully Joint.
Hey,
it's Kay Watts. You're still tuned in to LFOD Radio. We're back. LFOD Radio. That was Boston Bully, Kay Watts. Man, and A-Ball having a really
good time. Getting a little goofy.
Just chilling. It's the behind the scenes for the Patreon. The Patreon. All right,
well, look. So I wanted to ask a question about that last song.
No.
Yeah, back on topic. So the whole Boston Bully vibe, like, what got you in the mood to record that? Because, like, that's a vibe, you know? It's like square up kind of vibe. I'm just curious because I'm always wondering about, like, I guess I just found out Sagittarius is a fire sign. Yeah. So I was like, what got you fired up to do that?
That's crazy too. Because for a while, people, because I'm such a loving person. I'm such a caring person. I'm going to come off to them. I'm loving. You know what I mean? So
come off a little bit. You know? I like that little.
When it came, so when you hear anything competitive or real tough in my music, it's really because probably where, you know what I mean? Like when I grew up younger in the hood and being like different stuff, but. Really my basketball mentality, just being competitive and being the toughest one. I was little, but still playing ball, and some of them was real, you know what I mean? They tough, you know, they fierce. So it's like, when I got into music, everything was like that. Like, even when I'm saying a bar, everything's like, yo, get off me, everything's real, you know what I mean? Because you gotta get competitive like that. That's really when I fell in love with hip hop too, like the competitive nature. That's every, you know what I mean? Every artist overall, we all admire each other, we all show talent, you know what I mean? The competitive is what I love, that drive, that nature. That's what keeps me going. I mean, I got that from ball. So that Boston Bully was really that edginess from that, and really, you know, what's up? You know what I mean? So
that's cool.
You know, I would never write a diss track or anything like that. I don't do stuff like that. But like, as far as tough tracks, that's probably as tough, and that's that, you know, that competitive mentality.
When
I was a ball player, you know, so you'll hear that in my music.
Have you linked with the Bullies yet?
Not yet. But I've heard of them. Salute too, because that real hip hop.
I
love that vibe. That's what I'm saying. That real hip hop vibe, that's real. So.
Very thorough. Mm. Yeah, I like that you bring the hip hop and ball is like hand in hand, you know. So, I got to ask a question here.
Yeah.
The rock and roll sponsorship that you have, the cigars.
Yeah.
What do you call those?
What I call them?
Rock and roll what? Is the next word. It starts with F.
Frontals?
Okay.
Frontal?
I didn't know if you said the R or not.
Oh, frontal? Frontal? That's what you
meant? It's like a long-standing thing I've been trying to figure out.
I'm sorry.
To be honest, I will say both. You might have to give me, depending on how many drinks I might have. Frontals, you know.
You got a very soft arm.
You know, it won't be too hard.
Weird.
It's light. I know it's there, but I don't want to say. You know, you want to ease into it.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with the rock and roll. Yeah, I haven't
round over it. Oh my God.
And I met them through a show too. So.
Okay.
But that's another thing I like to do. As an independent artist, I want to find different brands I can connect to, especially if it leads into my lifestyle. So
that
connects to something else. So you can brand, you know what I mean? But I definitely want to find different things that brand and come into my character as an artist. And so that was one of them.
Yeah. I figured we'd shout out your sponsors.
Hey, rock and roll, you know it.
They keep you the fresh ones. So
how did that come about? Like, do you have a manager and like a whole team? So how did that get negotiated? You said you met them at an event.
To be honest, I don't have a manager. Everything I do is very independent. I went to school for business management, so it's not that I intended to manage myself, but I did work with different managers. I just saw that I fit myself better right now. I'm not saying that could never change or, you know, what it might be, but right now, that's who's fit me, and I've been able to connect with a lot of different people, and it kind of surprised me how much I've been able to do, because sometimes I think about, like, wow, how did I meet different people, like rock and roll, different But it's all just branding, being yourself, and sometimes you don't even have to overthink these things. You go to shows, you just network. Mm-hmm. Right. So I just came, it was just a show, he networked, he liked my music. I was like, I like your brand, I like what you're doing. And sometimes it just comes into something that you can work with for a while.
Yeah. It's crazy how things can work out like that.
You know, that's what I said, when you see more things work out like that, you're like, okay, this might be something I can do. Mm-hmm. And whether it's working, networking or music, wherever it is, like, even if it was a little, like, I've done web series and everything like that, so you never know what, like, in your music. Yeah, you know, so that was one of my favorites, too. So just doing acting, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. It can be, it's a lot of waiting around and a lot of, but when you're actually in front, it's fun. I mean, different scripts in there, you never know.
I thought that was cool how they worked local artists into it, so you'd have a part, and then, like, they'd be able to show off your music and then go back and forth.
Oh, like. And it's hard. I know, like, overall, people will see the end product. You know how hard it is to get those local artists to come up to that scene and get that scene done? Like, yeah. That's the hardest part, because everybody has our own schedule. We got everything we're doing, so that's the hardest part, to get
different. Are they dropping a new season? Do you know that?
That I don't know, because okay. Like I said, it got really hard just to keep up with everybody. And as soon as everybody started dropping, the buzz got, you know, bigger with the music. So they're doing different things, and that became the hardest to keep everyone together and get them different scene. I need you on this day. It got hard.
So. Yeah, I always thought that was a cool thing.
It was a lot of fun.
But yeah, once artists get busy,
it's hard to keep up, man.
Yeah, because you get pulled in a million directions.
So you handle looking at
word. So we got one more question on our end for you. Mm-hmm. Some might say it's the most important.
Oh.
You're here at LFOD Radio, Live Free or Die. Mm-hmm. What does Live Free or Die mean to you?
If I can't be myself, I'd rather die. I mean, if I can't be able to stand for what I believe in, be able to put out the messages I want to be able to put out, then what am I here for? I mean, a lot of people I feel like they're just here. They don't really know who they are, they don't really know what they stand for, but the sooner you can get towards that message, the sooner the better, because you can help out so many people. So if you don't know what you stand for, I mean, and if whatever you believe in, be willing to believe in it enough that you might have to die for it. Mm-hmm. And not everyone's going to be willing to do that, but I'm one of them. What I believe in is you should be able to be yourself before anything. If we don't got that choice, I don't really know what we got.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
Hmm. I actually do have one more question.
Yep.
You found your message.
Yeah.
If you could put your message into like a similar sentence, what would that be?
My message would be, whatever you think you need to say, say it. I went so many years not saying what I wanted to say, because I thought people wouldn't listen, or I thought it wasn't important enough. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. It might be whether you're in a relationship, or maybe your family members might tell you, you don't need to say that, you don't need to. Make sure you say it. Mm-hmm. You never know whose life you could be saving, or what message you'll be getting across for certain people. So whatever you feel you need to say, say it. Whether, you know, before it's too late. Life is short, too. So, you know.
Amen. Well, thank you for coming through here, Kay, and sharing all that with us.
I appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you.
We appreciate it. One more time, @ official Kay Watts. On Instagram.
Yep.
You gotta repeat the Facebook for me.
K Thomas Watts. Thomas,
yep. So KAYTHOMAS. K Thomas, but K Watts will pop up too. So if you type in the K Watts, you'll see the K Thomas, but you wanna click that one.
Word.
Yep.
And you can find us @ LFOD Radio everywhere. LFOD Life on Facebook. We're back next week with DJ Y Sham. Make sure you subscribe so you get these episodes right away. We're on most podcast apps. If you can't find us on yours, let us know. We'll get it added. I would definitely check out the YouTube, too. We got a few new subscribers today, which is, like, cool. They've been starting to run up, and we put a lot of things on there. Some extra bars. You got extra bars for us today?
Let's get it.
So these extra bars will be coming up. Subscribe. You get that little notification. I don't have to keep reminding you. It's nice. It works for everybody. And we launched a new website this week, too.
Uh-oh.
So,
really?
Yeah.
Yes, I texted it to you. Well, anyway, sorry. We launched a new website this week.
We did.
So if you go to LFODradio.com, it's going to look a little different. Or you could just go to LFOD.life. Thank you. How do I turn this mic off? That's what I miss about the radio. I used to be able to just turn it off, but now it's...
Damn.
He's like trying to do the outro, and it's just
some music.
Like,
yes.
Like,
my name is Bennett. I believe it. But I saw it.
I'm salty, but it's cool.
So check out the new website if you want. Let us know what you think. One more time, thank you to the patrons. Patreon.com/LFODLife. One more patron releasing some behind the scenes stuff. Artists and managers, if you heard records today and you want to know how to get on here, submissions@LFODRadio.com. That's how we met K Watts. That's how we meet pretty much everyone we rock with. They send us records. If we like them, we go from there. And yeah, thank you, Amanda.
Thank you, A-Ball.
Thank you.
Shout out to Thomas and Eddie's back home. Thank you, the record appreciate company for having us. And yeah, we'll be back next week.
Hey, it's K Watts, Brightside Boss. Let's get it. We had a critical time, so where my teachers at? But so we couldn't hold books, so where my readers at? Get in touch with my soul, that's where my heat is at. Paid a pretty coin for my spot, where the meat is at. I'm at the plate, pitch the ball, I'm next to bat. I'ma change the whole game, just spitting facts. They mad at me, I got what they lack. Why you follow trends when they really whack? When I was younger, I swear I had on a muzzle. Cause when I said anything, I would just get in trouble. On different platforms, now I'm really about the bubble. Work out with these bars, that's how I got the muscle. I'm a different type of drug, not legal. How my bars go over the head like an eagle. Tunnel vision on my goals, I don't see you. Feel my vibes in the head, oh, Benny Siegel. Yeah. I live for hip hop, I live for hip hop, I live for hip hop, oh. I'm here to show you what you not. I live for hip hop, I live for hip hop, slow. I live for hip hop, I live for hip hop, I live for hip hop. I'm here to show you what you not. I live for hip hop, I live for hip hop. Yo, everybody want talk and nobody want listen. Nowadays, doing anything to get that recognition. Everybody a boss, but still ask for permission. How to think, how to dress, like that brain missing. That peer pressure at an all-time high. Try to get me to follow them, no sir, not I. Got a mind of my own, I was born to be fly. When you get in trouble with friends, you see who really gon' ride. They be peeping in my window, looking for the recipe. I'm classic like Coke, and they copy like Pepsi. I see they wanna bother and constantly test me. Keep watching my moves, no you don't stress me, ah, I'm just a rebel down for the cause, they choose when to clap, they can save their applause, I'm just insane, here to drop balls, no I stay lit and they loving my sauce, I live for hip hop, I live for hip hop, I live for hip hop, oh, I'm here to show you what you not, I live for hip hop, I live for hip hop, so, I live for hip hop, I live for hip hop, I live for hip hop, oh, I'm here to show you what you're not. I live for hip hop. I live for hip hop. Hey, Brightside Boss. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you. Woo! Let's get it. Live for hip hop. It's for the culture. Salute to all the artists getting it. I love y'all. Hey.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
Beantown Bully, K Watts, Wavy Watts, going hard, 617, you know how we coming. Hey, y'all so fake, leave me alone. Ask your girl why my pics on her phone. I'm a Boston bully who won't war. I'm a Boston bully who won't war. And y'all so fake, leave me alone. Ask your girl why my pics on her phone. I'm a Boston bully who won't war.
I'm a Boston bully, who want what?
It costs nothing to be yourself, but they rather play dummy. Lying to my face, there's no way that you can love me. They ran past all they flaws just to come over and judge me. Now they idolize my ways, they want to stay with a Busby. I remember it all. There's some hints in my songs. No need to get them back, they gon' know they did me wrong. Haters wishing I was whack, now I catch them singing along. Used to wonder why they stared, now I'm knowing what they want. It's cause I got the juice and some. Face real pretty mixed with handsome. Every ball I spit is like an and one. I'm mixing me zoning out, but I'm just having fun. If you ain't talking nice, don't say nothing. Intelligent flow, but I stay thugging. I keep cutting them off, cause they stay bugging. You gon' walk away with the L like you McLovin. Hey, y'all so fake, leave me alone. Ask your girl why my pics on her phone. I'm a Boston bully who won't war. I'm a Boston bully who won't war. And y'all so fake, leave me alone. Ask your girl why my pics on her phone. I'm a Boston bully who won't war. I'm a Boston bully who won't war. All them weird moves, I be curving. Act weird online, but be sucking me in person. Say you don't like me, but you stay lurking. Do the most for attention, it's not working. Demons all around, know I'm gonna shake them. They quick to make promises, even quicker to break them. The cape's still on, but I got tired of saving them. They act real funny, I just don't know what to make of them. Going hard for everything that I stand for. Living that kind of life that you come plan for. Had to grow up to see that lessons more. If this path is yours, I don't know what you're stressing for. They done see me cry, I seen them cry too. Thinking back to all the times that I got lied to. All these disguises, no time for reading you. My heart too real, I had to burn through.
Hey, y'all so fake, leave me alone. Ask your girl why my pics on her phone. I'm a Boston bully who won't war. I'm a Boston bully who won't war. And y'all so fake, leave me alone. Ask your girl why my pics on her phone. I'm a Boston bully who won't war. I'm a Boston bully who won't war.
Yeah, you know we stay with that heat. Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
It's what? You know what time it is. You gotta be yourself. Can't nobody else walk in your shoes. Yeah. I be having no time, I be way too focused. Don't be spreading those lies, may I just be hopeless. I don't need your cosign, it's real clear you know this. I'm a stunt always until them haters hold this. I be having no time, I be way too focused. Don't be spreading those lies, may I just be hopeless. I don't need your cosign, it's real clear you know this. I'm a stunt always until them haters hold this.
Out. If we talking soul wise, I don't any of you cutting those ties. Why would I get niggas views? Y'all just living lies. A real one coming through, better recognize. Never ever believe in playing it safe. So if I die tonight, Lord, please open the gates. Welcome me with open arms and forgive my sins. Going through plenty L's, but I was born to win. Killer mentality, but my smile make you comfortable. You'll never even know the whole time I was hunting you. What I do, so there's really mistakes. Catch them while they sleeping on me, I won't let them wake. Late nights, beats play, I would sit and pray. Like, yeah, this road is kinda tough, but there's no other way. I know God be walking with me, I can see his steps. But I be trying to peep his map so I can see what's next. I be having no time, I be way too focused. Don't be spreading those lies, may I just be hopeless. I don't need your cosign, it's real clear you know this. I'm a stunt always until them haters hold this. I be having no time, I be way too focused. Don't be spreading those lies, may I just be hopeless. I don't need your cosign, it's real clear you know this. I'm a stunt always until them haters hold this. Beating depression with a smile, there ain't nothing new. They got me living in a world that's barely comfortable. Wanna judge all of my steps, but we got different shoes. It's in your genes to be like them, but I'ma keep it true. Stop telling me what to do when you know I'm a rebel. I'm dirty dancing all the time, mostly with the devil. Yeah, we all equal, but some on different levels. Stop being what you not, you gon' get in trouble. I'm too pure, these skills bring chills. Watch who you love, some'll get you killed. I love my brothers, told them we gon' build. No stopping, no sleeping till the deal's sealed. We the product in demand, we demand the profit. Self-esteem so high, I can't be an option. Got it tatted above my eye, I'm hip-hopping. On the grind every day and I ain't stopping.
having no time. I be way too focused. Don't be spreading those lies. May I just be hopeless? I don't need your cosign. It's real clear, you know this. I'm a stunt always until them haters hold this. I be having no time. I be way too focused. Don't be spreading those lies. May I just be hopeless? I don't need your cosign. It's real clear, you know this. I'm a stunt always until them haters hold this.
I'm just the best. This and that. This and that. This and that. I'm just the best. I'm
hip hop to the core, baby.
I'm just the best. This and that. This and that,
what?
This and that, I'm just the best.
Golden never flow, all I've ever known. Even though they try to dead it, nah, I never let it go.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
I'm a legend, no, let alone when they speak of my rep, it's set in stone. Cause I taught people with words like Rosetta Stone. Razor Ramon, all my enemies gone. I save my pennies for homes. You give your fatty the hoes. Lo and behold, they wanna take control of your soul. Feed you lies on the news everywhere that you go. I'm serious, this airy and it's scary to know. I'm infinite with this material, luxurious flow. My jewelry aglow, got jewels infinite though. Sometimes I gotta keep them hidden cause they sensitive though. My pen is the GOAT. Well, as far as veterans go, I'm one of the most competitive you ever would know. You study, you gone. Law town, hustling dawn. These new rappers wear high heels, leggings and thongs. Set the alarm, or they wanna test me a song. Came through six rings, Bella check on the arm. My necklace charm, have him in the breathless form. Spend a check at the palms, then put a check in my palm. Dawn Perignon, pawn with my confidants. I'm cut from a different cloth, yeah, we really got it on.
I'm just the best. This and that. This and that, this and that, I'm just the best.
It's the methodical, methodological, flow, phenomenal. Rappers dominoes, I knock them down, then I'm vomino. Soccer ball, one banana clip, play the platinos. Rappers know they need to wrap it up, and I mean rapido, stashio. These nutty rappers get a shell, no simpatico. I'm with the Gatsby, no DiCaprio. Cappy temper capito, factual, naturally a nappy fro. Naughty in my nature, I'm a natural. Gotta be one of the greatest, if not a nominee. Socrates, philosophies, pardon the terminology. Probably they copy me, ain't addressing me properly. Cause they ain't got a property, this is not a monopoly. Follow me, possibly, got your woman on top of me. Relax, I'm just effing with you, this not monogamy. Y'all gon' make me get some blood on my wallabies. It's Mr. Meth, Dame Grease, terminology.
I'm just the best, this and that. This and that, this and that. I'm just the best.